This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Rolling.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for March 1st. 2017. It's a Wednesday. Sarah, Vinny, Hooman, and Brennan here. UZ producing from the other room. How's everybody feeling? Everyone good? It's been a long time since we did a secret show.
Bryn, did you wrestle an alligator when you were in?
No, I didn't.
Did you
touched an alligator.
A hot beignet.
I ate hella beignets, but I did wrestle my friends and they punched me pretty hard.
Oh, you are all bruised racked up.
Yeah, they're crazy. You know how it is, hanging out with guys. They just start.
Yeah,
like,
they can't make love, so they fight.
They start punching you, and you're like, it's just like, what the f*** are you doing,
What did
man?
You just say?
You heard me.
No, I don't know that I did.
If you think back.
So guys punch each other because they can't make love?
Yeah, it's like wrestling, football, all those contact sports. It's the only way they can safely touch each other.
Right.
So, you know
you
what I'm
really
saying.
You really think that's
you
true.
You guys know what I'm saying.
You believe that.
I do. So did you see, you don't have to name any names, but was there any super inappropriate bachelor party behavior on your six-day bachelor party trip?
I'm telling you, man, these guys are crazy, but they're really like Bridezilla type people. You know, they love their women.
Bridezilla type people.
I don't know what that means.
Groomzilla type people. They're all over their wedding planning. They had this bachelor party planned out like 8 months in advance. You know, I got engaged like 2 years ago. I have no plans for anything.
Have you asked someone to be your best man yet?
I haven't. Why would you if you have nothing planned?
I don't know.
Right? Who knows? Like, I would love to have a city hall wedding right now. We're still not really working it out because nothing's happening. We're kind of stagnant, but it's okay. I'm fine with that.
Nothing's happening and you're kind of stagnant? What on earth does that? That's a terrible thing to say.
No, I'm saying with the wedding planning for me personally. But for
that, you did just buy a house.
That was my main
goal.
You
gotta let a couple months go by, see how the new budget feels.
That's a priority for me.
You've been playing rent for a while because you've been managing your dad's apartment building.
So buildings.
Suddenly you have to pay a bill every month.
Mm-hmm. And take care of it, which is fine because I already have been doing property management for a long time.
Who's clearing
away? That's me.
So it's not a big deal for me to do home repairs.
Where's the ding coming
me.
From?
Jeez,
that is a serious bruise up there. Pull your shirt up there.
Well, yeah, because you start doing that. When they start punching you, you block it with your arm.
I don't like
instead
that.
Of getting punched in the chest. But, you know, I handle them. They know I'm fast. And so that's why they gang up on me and I'm fighting 2-on-1, which is stupid. We're in New Orleans to have fun and see strippers, but you're over here punching me.
So nobody played Feed the Kitty?
There was some stuff, like, on stage, you know, all that nasty crap where I was like, ew, how many dudes have been there?
Right.
Type deal.
So that happened with your guy?
That happened, yeah, absolutely.
So did a woman pick a dollar up off his face with her Because that's called Feed the Kitty.
Yeah, nobody with that much talent, but there is definitely some play in that area.
Doesn't take talent. It just takes stickiness.
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
L.
I don't know how that works.
And by the way, I guess for inflation, it's more than a dollar now. But
yeah, they don't do that for a dollar.
The time I saw it, it was a dollar. But this was at a keg party in Orange County somewhere, and I was probably 17.
Money.
Or
it's
18.
Dirty.
It's really dirty.
Mm. That is not what you should be wiping your lady area with.
Yeah, it's crazy where they put that money.
Like, did they rinse that thing out with vinegar later? Like,
when they get a bill larger than a five, it just like goes whoop. Right down there. It's insane.
What?
They put it down there on purpose because they're like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, yuck.
Oh, so they put it right there. So were they fully nude or just bottoms on?
Everywhere
pasties?
They serve alcohol.
Oh.
So, yeah, no tops, but they all wore underwear.
Mm. But you could see nipples.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Full boobs. Right. Yeah.
Nipples are good.
That was fun. It was fun. I had a good time. A lot of drinking. I mean, I was out till like 5 a.m. every day almost, and I haven't been
did
out
you contribute
three.
To the street barf at any time?
I didn't barf once.
Oh, you didn't?
But I did wake up going, I don't want to drink today. I don't want to drink today. And then after one drink, you're like, I'm fine. Let's go! Rage! Give me more. And then the next day, repeat. It's like, I don't want to drink today. You know,
when I wake up and I say I don't want to drink today, I usually
you don't.
I take time off.
When you're with eight guys who keep encouraging each other, you don't want to be the weakest link, you know?
I'm fine with being the weakest link.
She says, except she always promises to, I'm off the stuff.
And no, I just
comes
said I'm
back
not,
a week or two later.
Said I'm not, and, getting, oh God. Not getting hammered anymore. But, you know, it's actually scary to get to a point where you're having a blackout. Like, I feel like I'm too old for that. So I'm not doing that anymore. And even though I got lit last week, I definitely remember everything
that
happened.
Last week, I thought you weren't going to do it anymore. Last I heard.
Well, it was a surprise. And it was four drinks over the course of 5 hours. And I was just tipsy. I was lit, but I was not blackout. And I'm just not getting blackout anymore. That's all there is to it. Ain't happening. Right, Yuzi?
Yep.
Yuzi feels me. So is Scott on the line?
Nope.
So Scott was calling in?
He wants to call in. I'll make him do some bad advice. We just had him on like a week ago.
He's going to be on next week. You're going to have to hang up one of those lines.
I'm going to. Hi, Line 5. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
You can call me Kai.
Oh, Kai. We can call you Kai. Does that mean you have a bad advice?
Kind of.
Okay, hold. I'm going to leave you on hold. I'm putting you back on hold. Hi, Line 4. What's your name?
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. I'm going to hang up on you because I need to open up this line for Scott.
Please, okay.
Don't be mad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
All right.
Aww, see?
I know. All right, I'm not going to hang
right
up on you.
It's not right when he does that. I'm really...
We need a hotline in here. It's ridiculous. I left Andrew on hold. Andrew's still on there. I couldn't hang up on him. He just sounded so sad. We need a hotline.
Tell him just to call in the main show next tomorrow.
All right.
Because I don't want to keep hanging up on people for Scott. It's not right. You know, is Scott going to call in? You know, it's just stupid to me.
Right, and then we spend half the show trying to get Scott on the
exactly.
Line. All right.
So are we or aren't we?
So no, leave all those lines. Too bad for Scott. And if you talk to him, tell him to call in the show tomorrow morning.
Hey, Kai.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Okay. So I'm a student at Cal State East Bay, and just to
say,
it's for Hooman went.
Hooman went there. Semester.
Of course. Hooman always goes there. So I still live with my parents just to save money. And so my relationship with my parents has always been really, really strong, especially my dad. Like, me and my dad are really close. However, he's traveled a lot for work in the past and continues to still. And so just to help out with chores and things like that, I was helping him do laundry and switching it over from the washer to the dryer a couple weeks ago. And I found an earring at the bottom of the dryer. And
it's
I'm
not his.
100% positive that it doesn't belong to my mom because we kind of share jewelry, just being girls and stuff like that. So I don't know really if I'm overthinking this.
You are. You're overthinking it. You are.
But like,
yeah. You.
Why would he have a woman's earring?
It's not.
His
you
laundry?
Don't. You don't have any idea what. There's a million things that could be other than he's having an affair on your mom, and since you don't know, the
just
best
forget
move,
that
yeah,
you ever
it,
saw it.
It did not happen.
Right.
Or
I don't ever want to think that my dad would do that, and especially him and my mom have been married for going on 35 years already.
Right. Don't
and
think
so
that
I'm
then.
I'm not saying that he would, but I don't know if I should ask him about it or if
you
I
shouldn't.
Should confront him or
nope.
just try and get an answer.
No.
No.
You should let it go. You don't know. That's not your relationship. You have a relationship with your dad that has nothing to do.
That's really good. They have a good relationship.
Yeah. Why would you crack the top on that? Don't bother.
You don't know
just
where
don't
that
let
came
it go.
From.
Let it go. Let it go. It's none of your business anyway. Yeah. Just don't go there in your head. If your mom found the earring, she would have a whole different thing. But you're the daughter, and you just keep on being a happy little college going. Why would you do this to yourself? Don't do it.
But how do you not let it go to your head when you see something like that?
You just
that?
Let it go. You have to teach yourself to be an
you
adult.
You go like something like this. Let me help you with your thought process. You know what would be good right now? A sandwich.
Yeah. I'll have a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see why this is super, super hard, but you, yeah.
What are we calling you?
Kai.
Kai.
Kai, and then you're like, whatever, the next thing that time it comes up, think of something else until it doesn't come up anymore. Just
okay, so it's not my place at all to say anything.
I don't think so. I you're assuming that some random earring you found is taking apart a 30-plus year marriage, and you're going to go stick your stupid nose into it. And what if you are the person that undoes the whole thing?
Yeah.
That has been working perfectly all this time.
You got to play it forward. And what, you know, what was it? Okay, so say he is having an affair and you find that out from him. Now your dream, your ideal about your dad is just dashed. It's ruined. Now you're like, I know something my mom doesn't know. Should I tell my mom? Like, don't do it. Just step back from it. Erase that, like, go to hypnotherapy. Just erase any memory. Like, never wear earrings again. Never do anything that will remind you
or
of it.
Or it just, who knows how that got there. Maybe it was there before you
it
even
was.
Did that load
it was
of
there.
Laundry.
It's been stuck in the washing machine for years.
So do I mean, I took
nope.
the earring because I didn't want my mom to see it. So do I just throw it away?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah,
yep.
throw it away.
Throw it out.
I mean, look.
Throw it in the river.
Yeah, throw it somewhere outside
get it
the house.
Out
yeah,
where
you
can't get to the it. City. Yep. Get it to another city. Throw it out the window when you're driving down the road at 90 miles per hour in Southern California. Yeah. So it's gone for good. No, why didn't you? So the first thing your head goes to is it's your dad has an earring from some hooker over your mom got a pair of earrings you don't know about.
Well, yeah. Okay.
My, her mom, would, she would know.
Where either he's cross-dressing and I don't know about it, or he's having an affair. No, I didn't think about that because they were really ugly pearl earrings, and I would like to give my mom the benefit of the doubt that she doesn't wear them.
What about your dad? But, give him the benefit of the doubt that he would never bone a chick who wears pearl earrings.
Yeah, he never would. He wouldn't do it. He's innocent. You need to just let this go and never ask a question about it or think about it again. Hooman, you got anything to add to this?
You're right. You guys are right.
Thank
he
you.
He might have picked that up thinking he was going to turn it in at the lost and found at the airport
yep.
and then forgot to.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, he probably
just
picked
called
it up.
My flight.
Adolescent ideas that I just need to let go of.
Right.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I
move on.
You don't want all your dreams about your dad being dashed or your mom. And you don't want to dash your mom's dreams. And look, it's, you know, that's their relationship. You have a great relationship with both of them, it sounds like. Just, you got to find a way to put this out of your head.
Don't pull on threads.
Nope. Oh.
Okay.
Vinny?
I will not.
That
Thank
was
you.
Beautifully said.
Brilliant, Vincent.
Brilliantly said.
Wow.
Don't pull on threads.
Okay.
All right, Kai, I'm going to put you back
well,
on hold.
Thank you.
Oh. Ooh, speaking of Vinny, I have a question.
Oh.
What is the agenda for today's counseling appointment?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. What, are you going to pull any threads?
What the f***?
What's the
thread? Speaking of thread pulling.
Speaking what? Of Vinny, she says.
And
we
threads.
Weren't speaking
we were
of Vinny.
Saying
we were...
how awesome. Like, that was
yeah,
good.
That was
Don't
super,
pull the thread.
Right,
and then I thought, oh, speaking of that.
Speaking of Vinny.
And pulling threads.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to talk to you guys about this. So there's stuff to talk about. We're mm-hmm. going to get to it today, as we did last time we went. But I can't talk about it here. Our relationship is not what it once was, and we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be, we could very well put it back together and be all good. We've had some good months.
Sure.
Things
yeah.
are better than they've been.
You have a great kid. Beautiful
but
house.
But, you know, it could also be the end. So I don't know what to say about that. We're working on it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
so
great.
I can
Good
tell
you
this, as tempted as I am to take the bait and answer the question, I realize that airing what we're going through here while we're still going through it
mm-hmm.
could be as good as lighting a match on the thing. Because she could very well be like, well, why don't I tell my side? You know, like It's too one-sided.
She can totally tell her
no,
side.
No, we don't That'll want be, that
oh,
happening.
Who's this we you're talking about?
We don't need that. No, it's not.
I mean,
it's not good. It wouldn't
great.
Be good.
Awesome.
We have a kid, remember?
I do. We could hear her side, too.
Her side is oblivious.
Yeah.
Beautifully, blissfully.
The way it should be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Speaking
Which
of Yuzette,
is the way Kai should be beautifully,
speaking of me.
Yeah, we are. So speaking of Yuzette, how is it that a bar in New Orleans gets to see your cans, but all the people who know and love you, including our listeners, never get a free shot?
Well, no one knew me there.
How's that?
Yeah, that was the key.
That's the key.
What?
Yeah.
She was there. Except for the one guy I was hanging out with.
Oh.
Who's that?
Some dude. He's like a
radio guy.
He's like a radio lawyer. He had an apartment on Bourbon Street.
Oh,
so
really?
He was attending the conference. So I was hanging out with him for a minute.
Were you there at Mardi Gras time, or was this?
No, it wasn't during Mardi Gras time. But you know that bourbon is always popping.
It's always crazy, man.
So, and you know, I'd gone there. They had the radio conferences. I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years in a row in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. I remember you would go a couple of years in a row.
Mm-hmm. And
good
that's
times.
It.
Mm-hmm. And that's all and I that, have to say
and
about
that's all I'm going to say price. About that.
Well, I'm... So, who's this guy?
Just some dude. I don't even remember his name. He was attending the radio conference, and he was also like a broadcast lawyer.
Did you stay with him?
No.
Oh.
No, I just walked around with him. The place, and...
So you stayed at a hotel somewhere and met him at his apartment. I stayed at a hotel and just walked around from there because it was Bourbon Street.
We left. I think he picked me up at my hotel, and then we walked around. I went and checked out his apartment. It was like a flat,
mm-hmm.
and
one of those ones with the balconies hanging right over Bourbon Street.
Yeah, but
oh,
I didn't.
That's pretty
we just
nice.
went inside, looked at it. It was a small little place.
Yeah,
and then we went back out in the street. And that was that.
Got to get to where there weren't any drinks in his apartment. I mean, we're on Bourbon Street.
Well, I also didn't want him thinking anything was going to go down.
Right.
So I got in and got out as quick as I could.
Yeah. You got to be real stiff when you know a dude is like, well, if you're open to it, if you go to see their place, you have to be all, yep, looks good.
I was
okay,
not open to it. Yeah.
Give off no vibe.
Yeah.
Jacket stays on.
Right.
That dumbass didn't know to, like, I have drinks here. Stupid.
Yeah. Well, he's probably been kicking himself ever since then.
Still. Daily.
So we took you to a wet t-shirt contest and that you decided it would be a good idea to be in.
It was probably just one of those bars out on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Just,
Radio.com.
And do they have, like guys out front telling you, come on in, blah, blah, blah.
Usually it's girls.
Yeah, like peddlers or whatever they are. But I think there was a guy on the outside saying, come
and he
on
said,
in,
hey,
wet t-shirt contest.
You could win the wet t-shirt contest.
I said, okay.
Here's a keychain.
Right.
So you were clearly a few drinks in for you to even consider
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then what, they just sprayed water on you?
Yeah, I think they're, I don't remember, because I've done the wet t-shirt contest before, but this particular one, I think it was like a spray bottle, like the guys could spray bottle you.
Oh, like spray gun?
Like
you
your
mean squirt gun?
It was like a bottle, spray bottle.
Oh, like a Windex.
But this is, for you, this is just a couple quick, easy bucks.
Yeah, $250
like,
bucks?
Yeah, you're like,
yeah,
I got this. No problem.
I got the
drink
tonight.
I've done more for less, okay?
Tell us about that time. So did they give you a t-shirt to wear, or did your clothes have to get
one? Why didn't you stop? You asked a question, and then you started talking again.
She's not going to tell us what she did more for
know.
Less.
You
what
need
else
to stop.
Did you do more for less, Yuzi?
I did another wet t-shirt contest for $100.
Did you flash your boobs in that one?
No.
I was going to say, so this is what I thought of. I was going to say, it could very well be the local radio station doing this crap. I remember, I'm sure you've heard me tell this story, but probably not on The Secret Show. When I was learning radio, one of the guys who was the DJ at the station at Rock 102.1 in San Diego, he did this deep throat a banana contest in, at the bar in front of everybody as the, you know, and girls come up. And I think this was for a CD,
right.
like, or
for nothing
concert tickets or something.
Right.
And the first girl takes the banana with the skin on, puts it down her throat, and it scratches the hell out of her. She's like, ah! The next girl peels it, deep throats it, and it breaks off in her throat. And she's like, oh!
Oh, that's scary.
And yeah, we're all like, oh my God.
Someone could die.
She's going to choke to death.
Yeah.
So she got it out of her throat, but it was just another one of those like, oh my God, this is radio station promotion nonsense. And we almost lost a listener last night.
And your license and everything that goes along with that, Jobs.
Right.
Because how do you describe that to a lawyer? Well, we were having a deep-throated banana contest.
At the Elephant Bar in, you know, in San Diego.
Did the girl who almost died win?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Yes. You almost died. You win.
Well, you clearly took one for the team. Any more bananas? No? All right.
Those first two went horribly wrong. I'm out. Mm-hmm. You keep your CD. I have $14.99 to spend on a Sting CD.
Yeah, so.
Whoever.
Well, that's a fun story.
Yeah,
Yuzi.
That is a good one. Solid story, Yuzi.
It's my favorite story of the day. We were done by 6:30. All
right, crap. Yeah.
I know. That was a good one. I'm going to see if Scott texted me. Hold on. No.
You think he's...
He told me he was going to try and call. I was
try and call, yeah.
When's he coming back? Next week, right?
Yeah, I think he's in next Wednesday.
Well, so maybe? This is the question of the day. Hmm. He's going to be performing at Snack Fest or with Cracker...
Clusterfest?
Clusterfest!
Clusterfest?
Whatever. Mm-hmm. He's performing at that, right?
No. Not that he wasn't on the list of people.
Yeah, how does, I don't see him on the list.
We'll have to give him some shit for not being a performer at that. I mean,
why wouldn't he get on the list for that?
Well,
he probably doesn't even know about it.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't tell him.
Why? Why wouldn't we tell him? He's our friend.
Well, how long is he going to be here? Because that's in June.
Yeah, he's going to be here for a while.
Oh, he is?
I think he's going to be here through some of the summer.
Oh.
Really?
I think so. Don't act so happy about it.
Well,
I don't know.
But listen, I don't know about you guys. I can't get enough of that guy. He just
I get enough
me.
Of him is the problem.
I never get
and
enough.
And so do listeners, and I don't want them clicking off every time he comes on.
Those are just the vocal minority. Everybody
is
else
that right?
loves him.
Yeah. I think so.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Hey guys, don't say my name. I've written in before. She's the grapefruiting video. She's apparently she's the one who sent us that. Yeah. Anyway, I have a less fun problem this time, but I need your advice because you all seem way more practical than I am currently. Mm. Hmm. Question. If a friendship seems one-sided, how many attempts do you make before you stop making an effort? I am a mom of two. I've moved around since high school and college, but now I live about an hour away from my friends. You know, the ones who've been commenting and liking my pictures over the past 15 years. And when I'd fly back home, they would make time for me and sometimes even initiate meeting up. But now, since living closer, it's like pulling teeth. Granted, most of them have just gotten married, and the fog of new love can cloud even the best of friendships, so I'm reluctant to give up. What would you do if you're a desperate mom of two small children? What would you do if your desperate mom of two small children calls are going unnoticed no matter how hard I try to come up with cool, non-kid things to talk about? But then the next day, they comment on a Facebook post. Should I just move on and find people willing to meet up in person? What happened to coffee dates? Love the show. Vinny, don't have another kid. Oh my God, it's so hard.
That's a good one. Mm. Yeah, I would not chase people. I don't chase people ever, and I don't think you should either. I think that if you've made an attempt to get together and they are not getting back to you on that, then you move on to someone who is more willing or has more time to spend with you. And the fact that they're liking stuff on Facebook, it's the easiest contribution you can make to a friendship known to mankind.
It means nothing.
You're rifling down your Facebook page liking crap. Mm-hmm. And that is, there is no effort.
Right.
None.
So they're seeing your posts and they're liking them occasionally as they go through their, like everyone checks their Facebook. So don't put any stock on that. And, you know, make less attempts. I think sometimes, too, you start to call and someone has blown you off a few times and you start to feel needy and you start to sound needy to them. And that's the last thing you want. You know, find some things to do. I know it sucks having two little kids and no partner to share that with. Join a mommy group. Start bringing your kids to the park and meeting up with other mommies. Like, I mean, there's lots of, like, all my good friends I have since I've had kids. because they're also desperate for interaction. So find people with other kids. And then the kids are all happy. They're all playing. And you get to sit there and drink coffee and talk or not talk and just, you know, be with an adult. Because that's the hardest thing. A single mom, I would think the hardest thing would be, I just want an adult conversation that has nothing to do with kids. It's all I want. I'm the freaking nonstop babysitter.
I really never had any idea how hard it is for a mom, a working mom.
It's
now
consuming.
That I'm part of a family and I just see how hard it is.
Yep.
And to think that, and I just said it, we've gone through so much trouble and we're in counseling. But as I've thought about, if this thing breaks up, leaving her to be a mom by herself would be tragic. I don't know how many, I honestly can't imagine how so many dads so easily walk.
Selfishness.
But I'm the king of selfishness, and I don't know how. I guess I'm not.
Apparently, I'm not
the king of selfishness.
You're the king of certain things, and maybe that's not the one.
Because I just don't know how they walk away so freaking easily without thought to what that's going to do to their kid and the person they made that kid with.
Right.
It's crazy how difficult that
would
be. But
when it's over, it's over.
No, I get that. I do, believe me. And we're struggling with that right now. Hopefully we're not. But it is one of those things that it seems easier for some people.
Get that book.
I don't.
How to Fix Your Marriage Without Talking About It.
I don't see
you
how
should,
that.
You should. I know. Who would ever think that? And yet they both read it and now they're fine. 10 years have gone by.
Have you asked them if that's really what happened?
That's what happened.
I know, but you don't know. Maybe they did go to counseling. Maybe there was something you don't know
about.
They
tried all kinds of crap. And then they read that book and now they're, hey, goodbye. Bye, Hooman. What was that? What just happened?
He just walked out.
I don't know.
Ask Susie. She probably knows.
No.
Nope. Nobody knows.
Was that an appointment?
He didn't tell me that he was going
to
be leaving.
He just about to shit his pants. I don't know.
Did he take his headphones?
He took everything.
Yeah, his backpack.
He got his shit, got up, and walked out.
He was sitting on the floor anyway, so it wasn't like he was trying.
Let's see. He has to go do something with the car.
Oh. The environmental catastrophe?
Yeah, I think I think he has to drop off his car somewhere. I think.
Whatever.
All right.
Do you have time for one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, make it a quick one. I got to call New York right now.
Why?
Just some health benefit stuff.
Oh, man. I got to do that too.
Hey, guys. I'm a super long time listener of the show and The Secret Show, and I watch the show replay on the Looking Glass every night while I cook dinner. Yes, I'm a bit obsessed with you guys. So here we go. Don't say my name, please. I'm a 42-year-old divorced mom of 2 school-age kiddos. We live in the North Bay, have a happy and healthy life. My marriage ended about 4 years ago, and it was a mess. But we avoided courts and extraneous, drawn-out fights about custody and property, thank God. All this to say my kiddos and I are well-adjusted to our new family living in separate homes. I've been dating men and women for the past few years, having a blast getting to know new people and getting outside my comfort zone sexually and socially. There are so many interesting and hot mid-40s folks in the Bay Area. There are some weirdos too, but my boundaries are solid, so it's easy for me to say we aren't a good fit and move along. Thanks, Vinny. I'm bisexual, but only want to date men at this point in my life. About 9 months ago, I met a real catch. He's a hot professional guy, divorced for a couple years, funny, fun-loving, young at heart. Our custody schedules line up so we don't have our kiddos on the same weekends, making getaway weekends possible. Uh-huh. We've been having a blast together. Here's my issue. My boyfriend has super stinky farts all night. Not only that, he coughs a lot in his sleep and moves around. I'm such a light sleeper. This is really disruptive, and I feel exhausted the day after we spend the night together. I keep waiting for this to get better, meaning for me to get used to it and be able to sleep through it all, but that hasn't happened yet. He knows this happens to a certain extent, but I haven't had the heart to tell him how bad it really is. Should I? He's already embarrassed by it, and I guess he can't help it, but I'm not sure if there's a way to address this situation or if this relationship is doomed. Guys, he is really smelly. We spend the night together 4 out of 7 nights per week on average. Thanks for any ideas you may have for me. OFOC, HYGL, needing nose plugs in the North Bay. The answer is you say, I'm so sorry, but you are a super restless sleeper. You don't even have to bring up the stinkiness or any of it. Just say, I don't get a good night's sleep when we sleep together. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love this relationship, but we got to figure out a sleeping arrangement where we kiss goodnight and we go in separate rooms. And a lot of people think, oh, that's the death knell of, you know, the marriage bed, the, you know, whatever. But lots of other people go, no, I want a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And I think you can do it in a nice way. Just say, I'm a super light sleeper and you're a very restless sleeper. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to continue to do this, I need to have my own bed.
The question everyone wants to know, Yuzi.
What?
is, does this rule out the rusty trombone?
Oh, because of the super stinky farts.
Yeah.
Is that the question everybody wants?
Everyone wants to.
Yes.
You can't wait, but you love him.
Yeah, but I can't handle the stink.
What if he does a big scrub-a-dub-dub right before you get in there and then holds his farts in real good?
The bottle brush.
Yeah, the bottle brush.
No, I just can't. I mean, I'm going to be thinking about that the whole time.
Like, oh, please don't fart in my mouth, that kind of thing?
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
And can you do something for that? Is it his diet? Is it the charcoal pills or something like that?
He might be taking too much protein. Who knows what he's up to.
But even if she gets rid of the stinky farts, she's a light sleeper and he's restless and coughs. Well, I wake up coughing a lot.
Forget about her sleep. What about his rusty trombone?
Yeah.
What about it? He'll be way more likely to get it if she hasn't been subjected to the smell of his ass.
Right.
All
night. Well, so I'm trying to
sleep in another room.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be cool about it and say, you know, this, because really, if you guys do enter a long-term relationship and you wind up merging your families and living together, you don't want this every single night. As it is, 4 nights out of 7, you're not getting a good night's sleep.
Yeah. When we were sleeping together, I used to wake up super bummed out and like upset at him.
And resentful.
Really? I was the one going to the couch all the time.
Right.
And it was horrible. And it's so fun that we have separate rooms now.
Yeah.
So fun.
I'll visit you in your room. You visit me in my room.
Yeah, because when he comes in the morning, he's like, hey, I'm all, hey. It's fun.
We both got great night's sleep.
Exactly. I'm not pissy. I'm all in a good mood. It's like, come in here for a little while.
Now get out.
Yeah, get your clothes and get out.
Do I feel like a pig?
Yeah. I mean, I actually think that's a simple problem to fix, but, you know, some people really can't wrap their head around the separate bedroom thing.
And then can they possibly, maybe you could have a fan in there or sleep with a window open?
Get one of those white noise machines.
Something.
And a Tempur-Pedic so you can't feel them rolling around.
And nose plugs.
Well, that seems like a comfortable night's sleep.
I know, right?
But that sounds like... Here, go into this whirlwind and block your nose. Here we go. all right, that's going to do it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
Thank you.
Right. Bye.
All right.